I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic riddler whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:08, 8 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck looking dapper, screening the calls. Longoria with that stoic Mexican work ethic on the other side of the takeout window. We've got a ton of fun stuff to talk about tonight, including Mike O'Malley will join us, writer, director, producer. He's got a show on Stars right now called something. What's the name of that show?
I don't know.
Survivor's Remorse.
Yeah, that's it.
It's about this athlete that makes it big and makes millions, and then basically it shows how athletes can lose millions because they just have to support so many people around them. Yeah. It's actually apparently a really good show on Stars. Anyway, he'll join us. He's a funny dude. It's a funny interview. Before we get to the
better
fun,
than
though,
last night.
Yeah, better than Billy Bob Thornton last night for sure. Jennifer Griffey's joins us now live in the WSB CNN 24-hour news center. Don't play the sound.
Okay, all right.
You just did the wildfire story in Twisp, Washington, Jen, right?
Yeah.
And three firefighters killed today battling that blaze in Twisp. My brother's in-laws live there. My brother used to live there. Small town, and I guess it's Central Washington.
Yeah, have you talked to him lately?
Yeah. His in-laws got out today. Like they were like told apparently the winds shifted and they were like, get the hell out of Dodge. So they managed to escape. But tragic story, three firefighters dying there. But you mentioned in your story, did I hear that right? How many firefighters are out now battling these blazes out west?
It's like 229,000. I'm sorry, 29,000.
That's still a huge number of firefighters. And I'm assuming they're coming from all over the country, right? Like, there's not 29,000 firefighters.
No, coming from Montana, this happens almost every summer.
Yeah.
And they come from all over the West, usually anywhere from kind of the Dakotas down and going west. They'll bring firefighters in from everywhere.
That's like the whole city of Marietta fighting a fire right now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because Marietta's like 30,000 people.
They'll mobilize the National Guard back home to try and help fight
That's,
fires.
I mean, say what you want about severe weather here in Georgia. And we had some tonight, right? We had some during the afternoon drive during Ironman show. But I couldn't imagine the having to deal with wildfires as part of everyday life or something that happens pretty frequently. Did you dealt with it in Montana?
Oh, God, yeah. You used to get so bad that you would have to brush the ash off your car. You wouldn't be anywhere near the fires, but there's to be so much smoke and ash in the air that you'd have to brush it off your cars. And sometimes it hit a level 3 pollution, and they would tell you that alerts would go out on radio and television to stay home. Most businesses would kind of shut down because the air's too polluted to be outside.
Now, I've heard things like, Jen, you can back me up on this, like, you know, wildfires are sometimes good because it clears the brush or whatever, and... Yep. But I mean, I guess the closest thing we've had here in Atlanta was the 500-year flood a few years back. You remember that? That was the only time I've ever evacuated my house, where it was like, all right, get the hell out of Dodge.
Right.
But that's with water, which I know is very dangerous and harmful and you know, deadly. But I think that's better than fires, right? Imagine, like, fires creeping up to your house?
Yeah, a lot of these fires will burn so hot and so fast that it's not like the fire you're talking about that kind of goes through and clears out brush and underbrush and you get new growth. They burn so hot and fast it just turns in. I mean, it planes it out. Nothing ever grows back there. Some grass will grow, but nothing, no trees, no real vegetation, no bushes, because it'll burn so hot it kills all the seeds.
That's
so nothing regrows.
I'm just glad we don't have to deal with that.
There's a huge section back home between two of the towns. There's about 10 miles. It used to be forest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 30 30 years ago, and nothing's ever grown back.
Really?
There's sagebrush, and that's it. And it used to be you couldn't see through the forest. It was so thick.
But now it's just...
And that's nothing. It's just... You can see for miles now. It's actually kind of cool, but it's like, wow, this used to be forest, and now it's just plains.
Ugh. God bless the fire. 29,000, right, Jen? Is that what you said? 29,000 firefighters.
29,000. Wow.
Battling the blazes out west. And where are the fires right now? I heard you mention it in a story. I know Washington and California. Did you say
Idaho? Oregon, yeah. Montana, like, you know, and California.
Because you think of the Northwest, and I went to Seattle for the first time this year, and it's so lush and so green that you think of the Pacific Northwest as, like, there couldn't be fires there.
Yeah,
but
this time of year, man, it doesn't take much.
And I guess they've been in such a severe drought. And it's just, I mean, it's just ironic that, you know, we're getting like 4 inches of rain a day here.
Yeah.
And the West is just parched. And I guess the Southwest is...
Oh, it's worse.
It's like 115 degrees.
Yeah, it's bad.
God. I couldn't deal with that.
Down to nothing.
I could never live in the desert. Could not do it. It has no desire to me. Maybe Vegas. I'd live in Vegas, which is technically the desert, but it's still...
Because you just stay holed up in a casino.
It's still Vegas. All right, Jen, we're going to have... Is CBS doing special reports on this thing?
They did one, but I don't think they're doing them.
Okay.
You know, but we are leading with it, but yeah.
If they come up with the 20s and the 40s, I'll or 20s and the 50s, I'll go to that, because that's a big story, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So keep me posted, please.
I will.
All right.
I will.
You have your people get with my people.
Okay.
Your friends get with my friends. We could be friends. We could do this every week. All right. There's a little rap lyric for you. I didn't want to get tripped, but that's awful, right?
It's crazy.
Three firefighters die.
Mm-hmm. Every year, they always lose a few firefighters, because sometimes the winds, and that's what happens. They'll be fighting up the side of a hill or down a canyon or doing backburns or something, and the winds will shift, and that's when it becomes incredibly dangerous.
We had a big story last year, too, where the guys, this exactly what you're saying, Chuck, the wind shifted, and the guys went under those protective tarps they have.
And that's what I said. Sometimes they burn too hot and too fast that even those don't matter. Now, sometimes firefighters, if you're out in the open, they'll set back burns around themselves so the fire to try and burn around it, because there's no way they're going to outrun it or get away. So they'll try to set back burns to get away. There's all kinds of... It's super dangerous. And then you get up in the Rockies where all these fires are, and it's incredibly hard to fight them.
I had no intention of talking about this, but if there are any firefighters listening right now, I have a question for you or two. Give me a buzz. 404-872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK, because I want to know... I mean, obviously a horrible story, tragic story, but is that like for the special kind of person that becomes a firefighter? Because that's a special job, and it takes a special dude with special courage, or woman, special courage. Are they like, I want to phrase this without being, you know, sounding insincere or cavalier, but do you think that like firefighters are like, God, someday I hope to battle a wildfire like that? You know, like, are there... firefighters in New York City that are like, oh, we do the same stuff every day. I'd love to be out with a wildfire blaze like that.
I have friends that's all they did in the summers, and they got special exemptions from school depending on the fire season. They absolutely loved it. They loved being out there with those fires.
I'm just curious about
that. The crazier, the more dangerous. I mean, they're the guys that would get helicoptered in the backcountry to set back burns and stuff like that. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd love to hear from a firefighter or two out there if that is true. 404-872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, it's a special person, Longoria, that becomes a firefighter. I couldn't be a firefighter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could drive the truck.
Yeah.
I would be like Kramer. Right. I'd be good at driving the truck. Like, I know back ways around to places and stuff, but I'm not the guy that's running into the burning building. I'm not the guy that's going into the, you know, the mountain dealing with the brush fire. That's just not me.
You could be a dozer operator. That's kind of fun.
What's a dozer operator?
Like a big cat, like a dirt mover, big dozer with the big tracks.
They have firefighters that do that?
Oh, yeah. That's how they'll set some of those back burns when they're cutting fire lines to hopefully the fire won't jump over.
Chuck knows the language.
I
love
it. Yeah,
the back burns.
Yeah, you get around the dozers. It's fun. I mean,
I got a back burn in 1993 on Jen Sirachi's rug.
I can only imagine how that happened. Yeah.
Jen Sirachi.
You were playing Twister, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jen Sirachi.
She was Poughkeepsie hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Piccadilly hot.
No.
Hot.
She was Poughkeepsie hot.
Okay. I don't know what Poughkeepsie... Okay, I'm fine.
She's like a 7.5 in Poughkeepsie, and like a 4 in Atlanta.
Okay.
All right, so she was Poughkeepsie hot. Yeah,
Atlanta's got a high bar, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, true. She's Buffalo hot. All right. That's Jen Sriracha. All right, I'd love
she's not listening.
If there are any she is not a firefighter. If there are any firefighters listening, I'd love to hear from you. 404
But she did burn you.
0750 1-800-WSB-TALK. Kathy is in Snellville. Kathy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, I appreciate your show. Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Wanted you guys to also keep in mind, there's a lot of hikers that are doing the Pacific Crest Trail. My son actually is coming back on Friday. He's completed the whole trail from Mexico to Canada. And I've been able to see firsthand from him for pictures and talking with him the extent of these fires. It's just unreal. And these firefighters that are out there, the rangers, trying to make sure that these hikers get off the trail on top of...
So hold on a second, Kathy. So your son hiked from Mexico up the West Coast?
Mexico to Canada.
Wow. How long has that taken him?
He took 4 months and one day.
The Appalachian Trail's not good enough for him? He's like, I gotta go out west?
He did that 3 years ago.
No kidding.
Yep.
But how old is he?
25.
That's gotta drive you nuts as a mom, right?
Well, considering hearing about the fires.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
and the cell service out there kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But
where is he right now?
He is on his way to Reno to fly home on Friday.
Oh, good. Get him home. So, get him nice and safe.
But there's so many still out on the trail. I mean, there's some hikers that are still stranded, and the rangers are trying to work with them, and you just see pictures and the trail angels are doing a phenomenal job to help those hikers, to protect them and everything. But
yeah, yet another reason I will never be a hiker. Wildfires. That's never going to happen. Well, I'm glad your son is safe and sound, Kathy. That's pretty awesome.
Well, we appreciate what you do and love the show.
Thanks so much, Kathy. Marco is not a firefighter. He failed the height requirement. But no, he joins us nonetheless on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, Marco?
Good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. What's your thoughts, buddy?
Hey, I want to let you guys know, I finally saw that movie in Montana, A River Runs Through It.
Your family saw that?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh, you finally saw it.
Because of the father, and I just changed the channel years ago, but I finally saw it like last Thursday, and I was like, God, it was like 20 years old.
Brad Pitt, Tom Skerritt.
Excellent movie, yeah.
Yeah, the weird-looking brother that fell in love with Jesse Byrne.
Weird-looking. And I thought he was going to die when they went to the bar at the end, you know, because just that tension of, you know, the gamblers and all that.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no, his brother's going to die, but then it wound up Brad Pitt dying.
Yeah, no wildfires in A River Runs Through It.
No.
That's like Chuck's hometown. Like,
Exactly. That's what I thought of when I was watching. I said, Montana. I said, that's
everybody
Chuck's
knows
from.
Where that movie was filmed.
Yeah.
I used to go fish.
I love that movie.
Same place. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was good. Fly fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good job, Marco. You did your homework.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Welks, man. Can we get Frank? Is Frank a firefighter?
I have no idea.
All right. Let me find out. Frank and Smyrna, are you a firefighter?
I'm not a firefighter, but I've got some good stories about what's going on in Arizona and New Mexico.
Okay, hang on 1 second. If you were a firefighter, I'd take you before the break. Out of respect. But you're just Frank and Smyrna, which is awesome, which is still great. But you're going to have to wait till after the break. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter, at Mark Arum. I would love to hear from a firefighter. 404-872-0750. Stick around. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
All right, we got Bill in Decatur, who is a firefighter. Bill, thanks for calling into the show, my friend.
Not a problem, my friend. Not a problem. I enjoy listening to y'all, that's for sure.
So thoughts and prayers to the 29,000-plus of you guys that are out there battling the blazes. Real quick, as a firefighter, is that something you want to do, is to get out and battle wildfires? Or
Personally, me, no. I will take a city fire anywhere in the city well before that. Those guys out there, those 29,000 guys, they are a different breed of firefighter from what you have here in DeKalb County where I work, or Cobb County or Fulton County. The unknowns that are just associated with that are just so beyond. And those guys, they're a special breed, and they're not thrill seekers. Well, to a degree, there is an adrenaline rush with every bit of it. But there's an art, there's a science to it, there's a method to everything they do 100%. It's not go out and guess about how to handle this.
Sure, sure. But, well, Bill, I got to run, but I appreciate you calling. Stay safe, my friend, and prayers to all your firefighting brethren that are out west battling these blazes. Crazy stuff. All right, we're going to shift gears when we come back after news, weather, and traffic. This is The Mark Arum Show. That's the kind of girl I need down with my
team. I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert, the WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, depend on it.
If you listen to The Mark Arum Show more than 2 hours, please consult your physician immediately.
Welcome back to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there, with you till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Hope you're doing well. We went a little serious there that first half hour, but I thought it was definitely needed after learning that three firefighters perished fighting the blazes in Washington State. We're going to try to have some fun later on the show. Mike O'Malley's going to join us next hour. In fact, I interviewed him this morning. Very funny dude, and he's basically a part-time Atlanta resident now too. So we're going to try to get him in studio. But funny dude. The big story, I guess, today. Did you watch the Jared Fogle press conference from the Justice Department?
No, but I read about it.
Vile stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Vile stuff. Yeah. And, like, I forgot. It was, like, mind-boggling numbers. Like, on 20,000 videos and 100,000 text messages and 15 million emails, all with inappropriate stuff on them. What I was like blown away was that there's a chance he could do the minimum of 5 years. Like, he could do 5 years for all of that stuff.
Yeah, he already pleaded guilty, so they'll work out something. I mean, it'll probably be closer to 10 and he'll serve five.
That's still not enough.
No, of course not. There's people with nonviolent drug offenses that are in there for longer than that. It's insane. We're way too easy on pedophiles. Way too easy on them.
Very, very disgusting details coming out, and it just makes my skin crawl to even think about it.
To make this a little lighter, mm-hmm. Did you see that Subway on their website has this very ill-timed game where the pants thing sandwiches? Yeah,
not even bring that up. Like,
you've got, and it's still on the website.
It's still
like,
there?
Who? Yeah.
Oh.
At least it's 7 o'clock when I saw it go across my Twitter feed. Yeah. And I threw it to Erickson. He's like, you got to be kidding me. And we went there and it was still on the website. I'm thinking, who did not run to the web and
months
get that
ago,
off of there?
Months yeah. ago. It's like, still, I felt bad for Subway.
Yeah.
Maybe not anymore if they're that slow to react.
I couldn't believe they were that slow.
That's
they were still up there.
I mean, because you can't fault them. They had no idea.
They didn't have any idea.
This guy. Now, I heard a rumor. This is totally unconfirmed. Maybe you can confirm it for me. That this guy, Jared, mm-hmm. when he lost all that weight, he was in college. Mm-hmm. And someone told me, maybe it was you even, that when he was in college, he ran adult websites from his college apartment.
Yeah.
And he used to walk down and get lunch every day at the Subway below his apartment. And that's when he lost the weight. He was running like adult content websites.
Yeah. I don't have confirmation on that, but I saw the same rumor floating around.
I got you.
So
right.
I don't know if that's the case.
I don't want to give this guy too much time on the show, but I want to discuss the Subway endorsement he had. Because we kind of touched on it yesterday with Jeff Foxworthy. like the perfect, that's Golden Corral for him is like the perfect endorsement ever. Like, yeah. That's just a great endorsement.
Yeah.
And it seemed at the time that Subway and Jared was a perfect couple. You know, that was a great endorsement for, they had this guy who lost 200 pounds just eating sandwiches. And I totally believe it. If you go to Subway every day and get a 6-inch turkey sub with no mayo, no cheese, veggies, you're going to lose weight. Like, that's,
yeah,
you will lose weight. That's very simple to do. I am not a big Subway guy. I'm more of a Jersey Mike's guy or a Firehouse guy.
I do like
Public
Firehouse.
Subs are freaking amazing too. But if you want to lose weight, I did this years ago. You just basically cut the fat out of your diet.
Yeah.
So you go and get a turkey sub on wheat with veggies, no mayo, no cheese. You eat that every day. You are going to lose weight. It's just a given. Don't eat chips. Have water with it. And you'll lose weight. I don't mean to be looking at you, Longoria.
I feel like you're just burning holes in me right now.
You turned from me and started staring right at him.
I don't know why I did that. That was not intentional. That I'm like, listen, fatty.
I had a lot of cheese tonight.
Looking at you, Longoria.
Listen, Longoria, just get a turkey sub tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do, because I don't want to talk about that creep any more than we have to, but I want you to think about this as you're driving around. You guys think about this too. I don't make you think very often.
No.
If you had the chance to do one commercial endorsement, you endorse a product, a service, a company, whatever, what would you choose and why? And maybe give us a little example of why you'd be a perfect fit for this company, product, whatever, service. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. So think about some of your favorite things in life. And you were approached by, let's do me, for example.
Okay.
Like, I've been a Publix fan my entire life.
Not really?
I've done shows on this saying, if I lose my radio job, I'm going to go become a manager at Publix. Like, that's how much I love Publix. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I am now able to do Publix commercials is a dream come true. Like, I just absolutely adore that place. I go there almost every day.
All right.
Just to browse around, to buy Longoria a frozen Mexican dinner.
We haven't done that yet.
To get dog food or treats from, I go to check out the seafood counter. So to me, that has been a absolutely perfect endorsement. I love Publix. I always will. I always have. And it just, you know, I got lucky that my love of that led to the current Publix endorsement I have. So, if you could have any endorsement that you in the world, what, and you're going to get paid for this. Like, Jared got paid a lot of money to do the Subway endorsement.
Sure he did.
Ton of money. What business, item, anything that you just absolutely love that you think you'd be a great endorser for? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
I was kicking around saying Budweiser because I drink it so much, but I would have to do a Delta endorsement.
Because you love Delta?
I like flying. I want to be able to go places and not have to.
I understand. Yeah. But do you love Delta?
Yeah.
All right.
As far as flying goes,
that's a sore subject for me, because I used to have the Delta endorsement.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh no, we've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah, I remember when you got like umpteen number of tickets.
52 tickets a year I used to get.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a tough one.
That's
I can see the look on your faces here. You're grimacing right now. Sorry.
We could have done the show from anywhere with 52 tickets.
Literally anywhere. Yeah. We like, all right, tomorrow we're going to San Francisco. Yeah. We're going to do a show tomorrow live from the wildfires in Washington. I mean,
we could do it.
I would love to have that back. That was a great. Yeah. I love Delta. I'm almost silver now.
Yeah.
I almost got my silver medallion.
I would want to.
Longoria?
That's what I want.
La Paria? What are you going to do?
No, I'd probably do like Whataburger.
Whataburger? Yeah. A food endorsement?
Yeah, I love Whataburger. Mel Tillis used to do them back in the day. That was pretty funny.
What the hell's Mel Tillis?
He's a country star. Mel Tillis? You don't remember Mel Tillis?
No idea.
He used to have the stutter.
I know so little about country music, it's not even funny. Yeah. I was doing traffic on a radio station in Athens when I first started at WSB. For some reason, I had to do traffic on this country station.
On occasion,
I'd fill in. And it was WNGC, which is a pretty big country station. And I'm on the morning show with Scott Howard, voice of the dogs, and Tim Cicerelli. And it was Merle Haggard's birthday. And they go, Mark, how old do you think Merle Haggard is? And I'm like, I don't know. She's probably like 61. I didn't know. I was like, Merle, that sounds like a girl's name. Yeah, that's how little about country music I know. Yeah. All right, let's get some phones. Who do you want to endorse and why? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Gail in Noonan. Gail, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Excellent, Gail. How are you?
I'm really good.
Who do you endorse and why?
I have no idea.
All right. Good call.
I called about the Subway dude.
Oh, okay. Jared Fogle.
Yeah. You know, my thing with him is, why isn't anybody after the people who were providing the kids and the porno stuff?
Oh, they are. They totally are. Like, that's how they got Jared.
That's how they got him.
Yeah, they caught the guy that was providing the material, which led them to Jared. And I assume part of this plea deal, Chuck, is going to be that he provides information on suppliers, like who is supplying him with other stuff, too.
Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, he's a pretty rotten dude. But the other side of it is, he wasn't out raping kids or stealing kids, you know, or doing any of that stuff. Somebody was providing this to him.
But here's the rub, though. If there's no market for kiddie porn or any of this stuff like that, then there wouldn't be providers. So half of the problem is people like Jared that will consume the products, the videos,
oh, yeah,
the
so
pictures.
True.
Yeah. But that's how they got him, because they arrested his, I guess, I don't want to say dealer, whatever, supply, whatever, however you want to phrase it.
Cohort.
Cohort. So that's how they got him. So I got on Twitter, Chris says, Longoria, federal charge, federal inmate must serve 85% of the sentence. So whatever he gets sentenced to, if it's 10 years, he's not get out in five. He's, you know, at least 8.5 years. I'll do the math for you.
Shut up.
85% of 10. Chuck, 7.5. Dave's in Kennesaw. Dave, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Preach, brother.
Welks, man. What's going on?
Not much. I was actually calling in about the fire stuff, but I'll switch topics since you switched it over.
You the man.
Hey, you know, it's your show. The product I would have to endorse, and this is a personal thing, would be transition lenses. And here's a quick reason why.
Wait, hold on. Are those the lenses, like the glasses that...
They darken up outside when
okay.
the sunlight hits them.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Reason why, I'm albino, I have sensitivity to bright light.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful product for me because I can wear my regular glasses. I used to have to carry around multiple pairs of glasses. I had my regular glasses and then I had the sunglasses when I go outside. Beautiful thing about my regular glasses is I got the transition lenses. I can walk around anywhere, darken them up, and I don't got to switch glasses. And it's awesome.
Now, my mom has them. And when we were on vacation, she said they weren't working very well. But yours work really well?
Yeah, I mean you gotta get them updated and get new prescriptions as you know the.
No, she meant the sunglass part didn't work well. Like they weren't very good sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some sunglasses and sunglass brands that claim you know that they got like UV protection and that kind of thing. But transitions for me work wonderfully.
Interesting.
I mean,
all right.
And
give me a 10-second commercial, Dave from Kennesaw, promoting transition lenses.
Want to not have to carry around two pairs of glasses when you go outside? Switch the transitions and wear your regular glasses and be outside and enjoy the day all day.
Bam!
Brought to you by the Mark Arum Show.
Rack it, Dave. Dave is on. All right, that's good. I got these. Like, we got these little 10-second commercial deals going here. Donald's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Donald, what product would you endorse?
Reef flip flops, buddy.
What kind of flip flops?
Reef. R-E-E-F.
R-E-E-S.
If you wear the thick-heeled, gelled soles, I have severe back problems.
Okay.
And it takes the pressure off. There's never been anything else that works.
So,
I mean, they're phenomenal.
What do you do for a living that you're allowed to, you can just wear flip-flops all the time?
I own a small contracting company.
Nice.
So I like to do pretty much whatever I want.
All right, give me a 10.
I do walk up to job site to put my shoes on when I get out.
Hey, listen, I'm just jealous that you get to wear. I wear them at night here sometimes. Jennifer Griffiths hates it because they make so much noise. She's like, why are you wearing your flip-flops again, Hemroid?
I do it for my health.
All right. No, listen, I'm with you, Donald. All right, give me a 10-second commercial for Reese's flip-flops.
Wear Reese's. Your back won't hurt. That's all I need.
Bam. 4-second deal. All right. Donald with a good Reese's. R-E-E-S. Reef?
They're called Reef.
Oh, Reef.
I
maybe. I don't know. But that was a good commercial. Donald even need 10 seconds. He needs 6 seconds. Boom. All right. Give me a product that you would absolutely love to endorse. And maybe we ask this. Who should be Subway's next endorser? Now that Jared has gone bye-bye, who would be Subway's next endorser? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, always on Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Give me a product, service, company you want to endorse. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chef Larry joins us in Alpharetta. What's going on, Chef?
How you doing, Mark?
Excellent, sir.
I'm a Publix guy like you are. I would love to endorse Publix, but more specifically, their deli.
It's pretty awesome.
It is. I mean, the chicken is awesome. You know, all the products, the sandwiches, I agree with you. The subs are phenomenal, you know.
The fried chicken at Publix is legit.
It's the bomb.
You know what I'm not a fan of? And I'll be honest. The mac and cheese at the deli. It's not bad, but it doesn't blow me away.
You know, they have, like, Kroger has Chef John, you know, and they do a great job. But, you know, what Publix needs to do is they need to have someone that's a spokesperson for them and standardize some really good gourmet meals that they can put into that cold case.
All right, give me your 10-second Publix commercial, Chef Larry.
Okay, this is Chef Larry with the Publix Deli. I want you to tell you that the word fresh is all over the Publix Deli. Whether it's chicken or sandwiches or fish or whatever.
All right, that's more than 10 seconds. It was good, though. Do we have a 10-second counter?
Like a buzzer?
I don't know. Like a buzzer.
I'll look for one in the break.
All right, look for one in the break. All right, when you come back, your 10-second radio spots. What product, company, service do you want to endorse? 404-872-0750. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. News, weather, and traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show. While up in the club like we while in the studio.